Lesson number 4. Our virtual students discuss listening.
I hope you all had an excellent lunch break, class. Now it's time to get back to work. This afternoon, we are going to think and talk about listening. We will determine what things can block listening and...
Psst, Mel, did you see that 3D version of the Titanic that came out this week? You know, you kind of look like the lead actress.
Adrian, did you have something to share with the whole class? No? Then let's continue. What is real listening? Is it just being quiet while someone else is speaking? Why don't you put down your magazine, Adrian, and tell the class if it is also important to concentrate on the speaker's message?
You caught me. It's important to concentrate on the speaker.
Thanks, Adrian. Now, class, think for a minute on why we listen. Do you have a favorite song you enjoy? Does it make you tap your hand to the music? Sing along?
For sure. Right now, I like anything the Red Hot Chili Peppers sing. Everything they do is cool. You know how that one song goes...
You're going to be a singer? I don't think I'll be buying any more CDs then.
Back off, Jenny. Not everyone is an intellectual, you know. Besides, Mel looks kind of rockstarish today. You know, slumped in her desk and wearing her camouflage pants.
That'll be enough, Adrian, Jenny.
Aw, you don't have to defend me, Mrs. Tension. I can defend myself. I can always take these two turkeys to batting practice later. If you know what I mean.
Enough already. You three have just illustrated several behaviors that block listening. Frank, you haven't participated in this free-for-all. Could you name some of the behaviors which block listening? Frank?
Hey, what's that? Sorry. Could you repeat the question, please?
All right, class. Let's begin again. This time, I want everyone to pay attention to today's lesson. First, as you have seen this afternoon, it is important to have a positive attitude about what you will listen to. You have to intend to enjoy, understand, or learn something. In short, you listen for two main purposes, for enjoyment and for information. Mel probably practices effective listening while listening to her favorite band because she enjoys the music. She might even enjoy the message in the song or want to learn the lyrics. Do you agree with that, Mel?
Sounds right to me.
In your notebooks, take a minute to think in Zeds. That doesn't mean sleeping, okay? To begin, draw a big Z across your notebook page. On the upper left point of the Z, write the name of someone you like listening to. On the upper right of the Z, write one word which describes how he or she speaks. On the lower left of the Z, write one word which describes what he or she says. And finally, on the lower right of the Z, answer the question, does this person listen to you? Have you noticed a pattern? What affects listening, according to the Z diagram that you just drew?
Hey, I get it. There are a whole bunch of reasons why we listen. We like what we hear, or how we hear it, or we just plain like the person talking.
That's right. To that whole equation, we can also add the listener's attitude. The listener has to want to listen. Afterwards, the listener needs to make connections between what she has heard and what she knows about other things. That way, the information becomes something that she will remember. Earlier during class, we had a bit of trouble getting started appropriately. We actually modeled some of the behaviors which stop people from listening effectively. As a group, I want to brainstorm a list of behaviors that block good listening. Think for a minute about this idea. Good. Begin.
One way would be to judge whoever is speaking. I did that to Mel earlier. Sorry, Mel.
Yeah, don't sweat it. Sometimes I tune out what I don't want to hear. It makes me sound clueless.
Right. That's also called filtering.
Well, you caught me dreaming about the Tour de France earlier.
Oh, yeah. I dream of a genie of the light brown hair.
Changing the topic like that is called derailing. It's another block to effective listening, Adrian.
You know, sometimes I spend so much time trying to figure out what Coach Simpson means that I don't do what he tells me to do. Then he yells at me. I guess I'm kind of trying to mind read. Whatever. It doesn't work.
Some people are so successful that it's hard not to constantly compare yourself to them as they speak. Comparing that way stops you from really reacting to whatever has just been said.
Can I compare you to a summer's day? Thou art more beautiful than...
Some people pretend to live in a movie script. You know, it's like they were always rehearsing what they're going to say next, so they don't really hear you. Right, Adrian?
What? Huh. So you mean that I rehearse what I'm going to say instead of listening? I don't think so. I am the only true wit in this whole stunningly pandetic group.
I might not know what you just said, Adrian, old chum, but I do know that you like being right all the time. Besides that, sometimes you don't listen so well because you're so busy picking fights.
I do not. What do you know, little Miss Baseball Card?
That's okay, Adrian. Calm down. I get days that it seems everyone is picking on me, too. I can really identify with what is happening. You know, I've got some good advice for you. Smarten up.
You might be sharpening your wit at Adrian's expense, Frank, but you have also identified two more listening blocks, identifying and advising. One last block to listening that you all might not think of, given your rather confrontational mood today, is placating. That means just agreeing all the time instead of really reacting to what has just been said.
Hey, Adrian. I didn't mean it, okay? Listen, do you want to watch the Team Canada cycle trials with me later?
Sure. You know, the one guy trying out for the team really digs Shakespeare. That's pretty cool, eh?
That's a fairly complete list of blocks to listening. Now, let's move on to...